We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph at the bottom of the page. In the morning, we make two blessings prior to the Shema, Yotzor and Avar Abba, and at evening, we say one blessing afterwards. And in the nighttime, Shema, V'rachtam Nefanah, V'rachtam Lachai, make two blessings before the Shema, two blessings after the Shema. Achat Aruka V'achat Ktzara. The evening blessings, be it if it's long, be it if it's short. You can't make a change. If the rabbi said it should be a long blessing, you can't make it a short blessing. If the rabbi said it should be a short blessing, you can't make it into a long blessing. If the rabbi instituted a blessing that concludes with a blessing, you can't end the blessing without that blessing. Like in the end of Ma'ariv, you end the last blessing, Baruch Hashem, Goal Yisrael in the morning, or Shomer Mo Yisrael Ad, Baruch Hashem Shomer Mo Yisrael Ad. You can't just decide I'm not doing that. Shelo Lachtom, or if the rabbis conclude a prayer or blessing without a blessing, and Ol Shalachtom, you can't invent your own blessing to conclude it. Chazal said you make a blessing. Borei Pri Eitz. You can't say Baruch Hashem Ukein Meochlam Borei Pri Eitz, Baruch Hashem whatever. You can't conclude it with your own invention of a blessing. Chazal instituted there are short blessings that have no conclusion of a blessing. There are longer blessings that do conclude with a blessing, and we have to go in line with their institution. Mai mevarech, what blessing do you make in the morning prior to the Shema? Marav Yaakov Amaravoshia Yotzoru Borechoshech. The blessing of the morning directly before Shema describes how God fashions light and creates darkness. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, Deleima, why don't we say Yotzoru Borenoga? God creates the source of light and the light itself. Kidichtiv kamrinan, because we're going in line with the verse. And the verse says, Yotzero uvorei choshech. God fashions light, creates darkness. Elamata, but if we're going in line with the verse continues and says, Ose shalom uvorei ra. God does peace and creates bad. So, mi kamrinan, are we kidichtiv? Do we say that part? Like it says in the pasuk, we say, Ose shalom. We don't say God creates bad, we're saying God creates everything. Why don't we say it like the verse says? The verse says God creates bad, evil, and we say God creates everything. Lishna Malia, because you want to say a better terminology, you want to speak more positively. Hachanami lemanoga lishna malia. So here too, why don't you describe the light and speak more positively? Answers the Gemara, Elama Rava, but Rava said, no, there's another concept at play here. Our sages wanted us to make mention of the trade of night by day and the trade of day by night. If you want to discuss the measurement of night by day, that's what we say. In the morning Shema, we mention God also creates the night. But where do we mention in the nighttime blessing that God is the one that controls the day as well? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Golelo mipne choshech v'choshech mipne yor. We say that God rolls in light from darkness and darkness from light. So you see that God is mentioning, we're mentioning God's control of day during the nighttime blessing of the Shema. Ve'idach mayi. So then the Gemara says, okay, so that's the first blessing of Shema. What's the second blessing of Shema? We'll see that in Mitzrayim next time. So what the Gemara tells here, that Chazal, when they instituted the blessings of Shema, which was an institution by the men of the Great Assembly, it would seem, like all blessings. So this blessing of the Shema, Chazal instituted that directly prior to saying Hashem is one, Hashem is the one that controls everything, we make a blessing in which we indicate that God controls good and bad, day and night, light and darkness. And this blessing was instituted corresponding to the Persian Mede beliefs at those times, that they believed that there were two forces at play. They said the God that does good can't do bad, because if he's good, he doesn't do bad. The God that gives doesn't take. He gives life, he doesn't give death. He gives light, he doesn't put darkness. And we who lived amongst them, we who were rebuilding the temple under their jurisdiction, when we instituted the blessings, when the rabbis instituted the blessing that introduces Shema, within that blessing, they said, wait a second, we're going to make mention by day that God is also controlling night. By night, he also controls day. And we will mention that he controls everything in the world. That's the idea of the blessing. We go on the verse in Isaiah, where Isaiah is talking to the Jews and the Persians and Medes. He's talking to the people who are amongst the Zoroastrians, the people who believe in these two forces, and he's saying Hashem controls everything, and we too, as we come towards that great declaration of monotheism, we also in the blessing we mention God is the one that controls both The light, the darkness, the good, the bad, everything is under his control.